The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
And welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, I am here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have been discussing back and forth, what are we going to talk about today? So we each have our high priority items. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Well, good morning, Janet, and I'll let you go first.
Okay, you're such a gentleman, Dr. Slavin. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I saw an article, and it was from Real Clear Science and written by a gentleman by the name of Alex Berizzo. And he's talking about Democrats being hypocritical with regard to science. And he's talking about how 73% of the Democrats voted against the DARK Act. And he was saying that it is very much truly scientific legislation.
So you mentioned the DARK Act. That's not the real name for it. So let our listeners know what DARK stands for, and then tell them what the real name of the act is.
Okay. The DARK Act, as is referred to in the media, in the holistic media, let's say. The DARK Act is Deny Americans the Right to Know. And that is not the name of the legislation that was passed by the House of Representatives. The real name is Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, so SAFLA. Okay, so what SAFLA does, Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, is keep Americans in the dark, and that's why it has come to be referred to as the DARK Act, Deny Americans the Right to Know. And what this bill does is block mandatory GMO labeling and deny consumers the right to know about GMO foods. The title is Standard Fare for Our Representatives. And what I'm doing is quoting from a letter written to the Sun Sentinel by one of our listeners. And she goes on to say, standard fare for our representatives who usually name things to sound like a good thing, well, they actually accomplish exactly the opposite, and this is an example. The DARK Act would preempt states from passing their own legislation and preempt GMO labeling laws already passed in Vermont, Connecticut, and Maine. It would allow GMO ingredients in products to be labeled natural. It would codify the broken voluntary labeling system we now have and make it impossible for the FDA to ever require mandatory labeling. Now, this is the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. And I'm going to say it was probably scripted by some very talented writer who works for Monsanto. So our listener goes on to say, as an American, I want to know what's in my food. I want to know what's in the food that I'm feeding my family by supporting mandatory GMO labeling. I strongly oppose legislation that would deny me this right. And even though I'm not a scientist, business owner, or a member of the biotechnology industry organizations, There is an article that our listener is referring to that was printed in the Sun Sentinel, and she refers to it now. The letter sounds exactly like it was written by an industry spokesperson, right down to the false threat of our paying more because they will have to tell us what's in our food. Studies have shown the majority of Americans support GMO labeling. Some 64 nations around the world have already put in place laws supporting the right to know. Several countries are actually banning GMO foods in their countries. And many scientists have stated that these foods are not safe, nor have they been studied enough. Dr. Slavin, do you have any thoughts about this? Do you have a position about you want to know what's in the food that you're consuming, what's in the food that's being labeled as natural?
The word that comes to mind is disinformation.
Aha.
And it's not just here. It's across the board in when it comes to healthcare, because people have a vested interest in the way things are done, and they're protecting their interest. Unfortunately, they're doing it in a dishonest way by not allowing the true facts to be evaluated by the consumer. That's true across the board. And we try to point that out in this program over and over again, that as a healthcare consumer, you need to dig a little bit on your own and not just believe the commercials on television.
Very important, not just believe the commercials on television. And it's true, as true with the food and GMO labeling as it is with pharmaceuticals. And I think there are plenty of consumers out there who don't necessarily heed the little line in the pharmaceutical commercials that urge the consumer to ask your doctor about Beelzebub, whatever multi-syllabic pharmaceutical they are talking about. I think that when they list very, very quickly the side effects and the potential dangers of the drugs, that tends to turn the consumers off. So you have, just as you said, disinformation.
Now, one of the reasons we talk about this, because we see, you know, we see, I guess, potential patients or healthcare consumers, and by that I mean people that develop symptoms, you know, lots of complaints over the years, and at the same time, we are aware of just how unnecessary a lot of these issues are. If people would just pay a little bit more attention to how they're treating their bodies. And that's where the disinformation comes in. You don't really see any commercials on TV about how to stay healthy. You know, what's funny is they blocked commercials promoting cigarette smoking and alcohol consumption, but you really don't see any commercials promoting healthy lifestyles, except when they're promoting a drug and they see, oh, look at all the fun those people are having, you
right.
know, before they die from these side effects of the drug. But when we look at the different types of, I'm looking at statistics now, very difficult to get this information also, of the different types of cancer. And the information I wanted to see was what are the actual number of deaths from each type of cancer? What they give you are the death rates. And, you know, when you don't have the actual numbers, you know, rates are a manipulation of statistics.
Fun with numbers.
So they tell you the estimated new cases of, 1.6 million people are estimated to be diagnosed with cancer in the year 2015. And the estimated number of deaths, it's funny, they're good at estimating, But you never get the real number at the end of the day. Where's, you know, for, okay, for 2014, where are the actual numbers?
Okay, and estimated deaths, hopefully that estimated death is actually the number connected to the new cancer cases that are being...
They wouldn't be. The estimated deaths would be the accumulation of all the cancers from prior years when they die from it. So you can't equate the current number with the number of deaths, but what you could say, on average, it looks like approximately 30%, a little over 30% death rate from cancer based on the number of new cancers and how many people are dying.
Right.
More men dying from cancer overall than women, and I'm going to guess that's because the number of lung cancers is much higher in men than women. You know, it's interesting. There's about 10,000 more cases of lung cancer a year in men compared to women, 115,000 versus 105,000. And you have the same number of proportionate deaths in men and women. You know, more men are dying than women. And I think... And if you look at breast cancer, you know, breast cancer and prostate cancer mimic each other as far as numbers go. And, but the, let's see, what the number one cause of cancer. Can you see that? I think the highest total.
Okay. The highest total, 379,000, and that is genital system, so uterine, ovary, prostate, all that area, 329,000.
Okay, but here's the good news in that category. Even though, you know, you have the most number of cancers occurring in the genital urinary system. But in that category, the biggest one by far is prostate cancer. And these are the numbers for men, because and breast is separate, 234,000. But the number of deaths, for example, you have 234,000 new breast cancer cases diagnosed, and you have about 40,000 deaths from it. So... let me do a little calculation here because...
Okay, so while you're doing the calculation, I'll reintroduce the numbers here. 234,000 estimated new cases of breast cancer. And it's 2,000 in men and 231,000 in women. And... Dr. Slavin,
it's about 17% are dying from breast cancer. In other words, of the total, that's 17% die.
So now, of 231,000 cases of breast cancer in women, about 40,000 of those cases result in death.
So that's 17% death rate. So it's a little less than one in five.
Right. So then the prostate cancer rate in, obviously, men, 220,000. And the death rate from that is 27,000. So very, very interesting statistics. Okay, so Dr. Slavin, what is the bottom line? What is the information we can glean from this? And oh, you know what?
You gotta
take
a
number,
break.
Yeah, that number. Yes, that music is playing. And so you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we've got our calculators out, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and I just want to remind everyone that Natural Doc Radio is brought to you by AMT Centers, and you can find out more about AMT Centers and all of the good work that's done there by visiting amtcenters.com. It's Advanced Medical Testing, and it is the location where you can find out information about health status that you will not get anywhere else. And I just want to remind everyone that on Saturday at 10 a.m. at AMT Centers, Dr. Slavin and I will be conducting a seminar educating people about the options that are out there for testing, blood testing, and a variety of different testing approaches that give you information about changes in the function and health of your body far in advance of any symptoms appearing. So AMT Centers, you can call and make a reservation for Saturday's seminar, 754-216-2332. Dr. Slavin?
Also, what distinguishes AMT Centers from other drawing centers, they will draw blood for any laboratory. So that means it could be sent to Doctors Data, LabCorp, Quest, Access, SpectraCell, because all these labs do specialized testing. Unfortunately, most doctors, because of lack of availability of other drawing centers, you know, send you to Quest or LabCorp, and you just get the basic lab work that they typically do, which would be a chemistry panel and a CBC. Now, the reason we've been sort of talking numbers about cancer, these numbers haven't really changed as long as I've been in practice. And by that, I mean you've got people getting all these cancers, and you've got approximately the same percentage dying all the time from all these cancers. So what does that mean? It means that despite all the effort applied to treating cancer, the death rates haven't changed much. And the only time, and this is where numbers come in, the only time you see a decline in death rate, and remember this is a statistical calculation, is when they diagnose more. So if you want the death rate from breast cancer to go down, do more mammograms, detect more women with breast cancer, and automatically the death rate goes down. So if you had 100 women with breast cancer and then 20 of them died, well, we use 20 to round it off. So that's a 20% death rate. And now we did more mammograms. We found 200 women with breast cancer and the same number is still dying. That wouldn't change. You dropped the death rate to 10%. Now, Janet is putting a monitor in my face. It says, "False positive mammogram result traumatic for most women." So in other words, what they're saying is, and with all these mammograms being done, they're going to have a lot of women going for needle biopsies. And we already know statistically 80% of those needle biopsies are benign because they don't know if it, you know, it's very difficult to tell what you're looking at with a mammogram. I recommend for everybody listening, if you're being told based on a mammogram to get a biopsy, do an MRI of the breast with contrast before you do that.
I had a conversation with one of my clients last week who went through this very situation, and I'll just read a little bit from this article. It won't surprise many that have been through the ordeal that it's common for women whose mammogram have falsely suggested that they have breast cancer to be thrown into an emotional turmoil. A study of 400 cases found that over 80% of the women felt dejection, uneasy, sad, unable to cope with things in their lives. 83% reported anxiety. 67% said they had changes in behavior such as dealing with work requirements. They suffered sleeping problems. And it's the number of different tests, not only for that psychological, emotional upheaval that these people experience, the expense is for some people truly a terrible issue. They have difficulty paying for all of the tests that their doctors are telling them that they need. And then in addition, for all of the emotional turmoil that they're going through, they are being offered Valium and Elavil and all manner Xanax of antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs. And Dr. Slavin's thinking about that.
Well, you know what I mean, we've seen this. I mean, I've been in practice over 30 years, and you just see this playing out over and over again, except with a new face each time. But they go through the same series of events. They get the mammogram, something. Well, before they even go for the biopsy, they probably did a bunch of other views with the mammogram, exposing the women to even more radiation. Then they go for the needle biopsy, and many times it's benign. I hate to think how many times we talk about false positives on mammograms, meaning the mammogram looks like cancer, you get the biopsy, it's not cancer. Well, how many false positives do you get with the biopsy? And what does that mean? That means you're going for surgery and chemotherapy unnecessarily, and don't think that doesn't happen. That's why I say before you go even take that route, get the MRI with contrast before they start disturbing the normal anatomy of the breast. Let's get a better picture of it. Remember, with a MRI of the breast, there's no compression, there's no radiation, there's no distortion of the tissues, and you really do get a better look. But the best test a woman can have is a thermography of the breast, because that'll identify who's at risk of developing cancer as much as 10 years in advance. That makes the most sense. And then the next question I get is, does insurance cover it? And the answer is no. And the reason is, if you haven't caught on by now, healthcare is all about making money. So then you ask yourself, well, how could they be making money by spending money? Right? Well, the insurance companies have already calculated, you know, the number of breast cancer tests, and heart tests. I mean, everything is calculated in there. They know what they need to collect in premiums to cover that expense. And think about it now. You have a 20% copay. So on their investment, which doesn't cost them anything, they have it all covered by your premiums, they're making 20% profit now. So it's just, you know, I'll give you an idea of how insurance works.
The statistics are mind-boggling,
but
truly.
To take it a step further, you know, and I check this, the different insurance companies are invested in drug companies, in the companies that make the machines to do surgery. They're invested in hospitals. So when you go to the hospital and spend money at the hospital, you're actually paying back the insurance companies because they're invested in those companies.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. One of the reasons to choose thermography over mammography is no traumatic compression of sensitive fatty tissue and no radiation of fatty tissue. Keep in mind, X-ray technology is very, very good at evaluating situations with hard, dense tissue, such as your bones. It is not so reliable when evaluating fatty tissue, such as the breast. You're not going to be exposed to radiation with a thermography, and you will get information far in advance of the information from mammography. Very important to follow up this kind of testing. Dr. Slavin, talk a little bit about the hormone testing and how critically important that is, and that when there is a so-called out of normal range mammography response or result, the doctors generally don't follow up with any kind of hormone testing. And of course, these diseases, breast cancer, is very, very much related to hormone dysfunction.
Well, and a perfect way to understand that is if you look at the number of breast cancers in women versus men, that tremendous disparity is because of the hormonal differences between the two. So, you know, clearly breast cancer is affected tremendously by hormonal imbalances, yet the doctors aren't checking hormone levels. But here's something that's even worse than that. If you're a young woman on birth control pills, they can't even check hormone levels because those artificial hormones aren't measured in the blood because they don't have a test to pick out those type of chemicals, those artificial chemicals. So you don't have an idea of what effect it's having on the breast unless you do a thermography.
Okay, and there are estrogen metabolites that are identifiable in blood tests. There are different forms of estrogen beyond a basic estradiol or total estrogen test. So there's so much more information available, and most women are not necessarily getting that broad spectrum of view into what their risks are and what the positive picture with regard to their health is. Because it's very possible that some of the foods that you're eating and some of the drinks you're consuming may have contributed to the development of a very, very minimal benign lump in the breast, a cyst in the breast. And that is very much identifiable on mammogram. And so what I'm thinking about is women who are consuming very significant amounts of coffee. Coffee is a contributing factor to cystic breasts, which that situation leads to difficulty in interpreting a mammogram.
But I can guarantee you the way they look at these statistics is, okay, breast cancer, they diagnose 234,000 women or total. Multiply that by about $100,000, I would say, the cost of treatment over a long period of time. I don't think that's an unreasonable number to put when you add up surgery and chemotherapy. And my calculator doesn't even go that high. You know, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars. So every diagnosis here is worth billions and billions of dollars to the medical establishment. And what we're saying is they're not doing everything to prevent those illnesses, and you can understand why now.
That's what we're about here, giving you the information about prevention. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We are doing statistics today and giving you the kind of information that you really need to know in order to make informed evaluations about proceeding with your health care. And I just want to remind everyone that on Saturday at 10 a.m. at AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, there will be a seminar. Please call to reserve your seat, 754-216-2332. And Dr. Slavin and I will be doing the seminar about the different tests that are available at AMT centers to give you a unique view into your health. Dr. Slavin?
When we look at the numbers, and we're just looking at cancer, it gives you a different insight as to how the medical industry views things. They view things as numbers. Everything is a number. Everything is a calculation. It's a profit. All this is calculated into your premiums. They know exactly what things are going to cost, and they know that you have to kick in your copayment somehow. So this is all calculated in there. But when you see how much money can be made by all these diseases, then you begin to wonder, who are they really serving? Are they serving themselves, or are they serving the people who get sick? And from what I've observed over 30 years, basically, nothing has changed. In other words, the approaches are still the same. Doctors manage you. You know, you go to the doctor. He gives you his prescriptions. He monitors you. Nothing is done proactively to get you healthier or to get you off the medication. They just manage you. And when you get sicker, as you go along, you get sicker, and they give you more medication and more medication until you reach a point where you need to be hospitalized. And then they're ready to take care of you in the hospital. But where is the proactivity of trying to reverse the whole process of getting you healthier, getting you off the medication? Because I wonder what the, we look at the number of illnesses. What are the number of prescriptions being written across the board? You know, that also are tremendous numbers. And they're not going down. And what we're saying is with testing that you can be proactive about obtaining, and you can set yourself aside and say, no, I'm going to fix that hormonal imbalance, address that thyroid dysfunction. If I have elevated inflammatory markers, I'm going to make the changes in my diet and lifestyle to lower those things. And that all translates to a reduction in illness, but that's not what they want. You know, you need to be sick because that's where the money is. The money is not in keeping you healthy. The money is in maintaining your illness. So the best thing probably that could happen is let's keep you sick for a long period of time on medication, in and out of hospitals, and that just feeds the whole system. Imagine what would happen to the system if people all of a sudden got healthier and didn't need prescription drugs or hospitalizations. So when you think of it in those terms, then you realize, well, then they're not going to take that direction because that's counterproductive from their point of view, but it's what the patient wants. You know, I don't want to take the medication. I don't want to be requiring hospitalization. It's good if you need it, but we shouldn't need it so much. That's the whole point. We want to reduce the need as a healthcare consumer.
So here on Natural Doc Radio, Dr. Slavin, we could be said to work on shifting the healthcare paradigm. I think that that tends to be an overused phrase, but it's very, very accurate. Rather than have this immediate focus of I must have an x-ray, I must have my annual checkup, and unfortunately, people don't find out very, very much in their annual checkup with regard to wellness. What they only find out about is a diagnosis of disease. And then this shift in paradigm is to move the focus from disease care, as I've said so many times, into wellness. And that shift requires the individual to take control of their daily activities and the food intake, the quality of the water, the quality of their sleep, the quality of the movement and exercise. Those are all of the approaches that enhance how your body heals. Your body doesn't heal with a pharmaceutical. That pharmaceutical merely covers up the symptom. So instead of having your doctor have responsibility for how your body is functioning, it's the individual that needs to address the changes.
And here's another number to look at. The number of prescriptions filled at pharmacies. Little over 4 billion prescriptions, I think, and this is probably in the year 2014.
It's very interesting because we can probably track that by the number of constructions on the intersection corners of pharmacies. It seems that they are everywhere and that they are all busy. It's interesting because the number in Florida, 248 million prescriptions in the year 2014, and
well, think of it this way: how many? What's the population of the state of Florida?
I don't know.
All right, so
can't help you there.
All right, let's go with the country. The population is about 310 million.
It's more. Let's say
it's not billion. We don't have billions.
No, 400 million. I will Google that while you.
Yeah,
speak.
I like to see, and then you divide that into 4 billion, and you see how many prescriptions per person. So you're looking at what 10 prescriptions on average per person. Actually, no, that's a misleading number. It said number of prescriptions filled per year. You know, people fill a prescription every month. So that could, you know, that'll inflate the number.
Okay, you were very, very close on 318 million.
Okay, I was not counting the illegal immigrants.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So you have 318 million Americans, 4 billion prescriptions written. People on a lot of drugs in this country. And it's not this way across the rest of the world either.
You were talking yesterday about where we stand comparing our health as a total population with the health and longevity of other countries. And we don't stack up in a very positive way. There are some serious shortcomings with regard to longevity.
And I'm just trying to see if they have that information available, just to see how the number of prescriptions written in this country differs from other countries. And sometimes it's difficult to find these types of numbers. But what's interesting is the patients that come to see us are on very few prescriptions. Partly because we're able to correct the underlying cause of their need for a prescription so they can get off it. But I think in most cases, because the patients that come to us are interested in taking individual responsibility for their health, they're eating better, they're exercising regularly, they're keeping their weight under control, and as a result, they're not taking a lot of prescriptions. You know, one of the comments I hear from prescription from patients who've been to other doctors is they're amazed that here's a 90-year-old not taking any prescriptions. You know, they don't see that because, you know, their bias, you know, since they don't know how to get people well, they do know how to write prescriptions, and that's what they do.
Filling out the intake form for my dentist, that was one of the questions. How many prescriptions? What prescription medications do you take regularly? And none. And then going down the list of all the potential symptoms or issues, health issues you might have, I'm checking off no. And they always double check with me. Are you sure you're not on any prescription medication? Are you sure you don't have arthritis and joint pain? Are you sure you sleep okay? And it is an unusual circumstance to find a senior who is not taking prescription medication. Dr. Slavin, what do you think about the idea? So many of the people, the clients that I see, are on cholesterol-lowering medication and blood pressure medication. That those are kind of a given. Once you've passed the age of 50, you almost routinely are recommended those two prescriptions. Do you have any comment on that?
Which two categories did you say?
Cholesterol and blood pressure.
Well, the one thing, and this is, you know, when I mention the next fact to patients, a lot of them weren't aware of this. You know, I said when I first came down to Florida in 1981, the cutoff for cholesterol was 300.
I talk about that.
Then it went down to 240, and now it's 200. Every time they lower it, they can sell more drugs.
They're thinking about lowering it some more to 170. That it is in their marketing minds, lowering inflammation.
Right, but it, you know, that's not the way you do it. Now, what was the other category?
Blood pressure.
And blood pressure medicine, they also tend to lower the. You know, it used to be you let someone go with about 140 over 90 as the upper limit. But and then they used to say 100 plus your age for the systolic, because as people get older and the blood vessels get a little harder, in other words, there's less elasticity, the pressure is going to be naturally a little bit higher. But you want to keep the diastolic under control. That's the blood pressure in between heartbeats. So when the heart's at rest, you want that diastolic to be under 90, and they're lowering that number. And I've seen patients actually have a stroke because they lower the blood pressure too much.
Okay, they lowered it artificially. Yeah. And unfortunately, when there are older people, possibly small stature, the medication dosage doesn't necessarily meet the lowered requirement of that person. And so I see people who are taking very high doses of blood pressure lowering medication and have difficulty navigating. They are absolutely without energy, without stamina. I see people taking pretty significant dosages of cholesterol meds, and they can't remember. Their memories have been seriously affected. So when you start to observe these changes in yourself, it's a very important thing to discuss it with your doctor, that perhaps I'm being over-medicated, or possibly let's try a different approach, which would be a little bit of water, a little bit of exercise, reducing sugar.
You left out one other thing. A lot of these medications for lowering blood pressure are associated with hip fractures.
When we come back from this break, we're going to make Dr. Slavin explain that statement. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex test and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just before the break, I'm going to say that was kind of a controversial statement, Dr. Slavin, that you made. You were talking about the potential of lowering blood pressure with medication and that contributing to hip fractures. Okay, state your case.
Well, you know, I even tell patients, I say, how do you prevent hip fractures? Right?
I know. Don't fall down.
Exactly. And when you are over-medicated with regards to lowering your blood pressure, it's going to make you more prone to be dizzy when you stand up. You can lose your balance and fall. And that happens a lot. You know, falls in the elderly are not just because they're tripping over loose carpeting in their house. They're getting dizzy, and a common reason for that is the medication they're taking.
Okay, very often people whose blood pressure is too low, if they go from a seated position to a standing position, they will have just a momentary split-second blackout.
Well, here are the guidelines. You should never get put on blood pressure medicine based on one reading in a doctor's office, because blood pressures are normally a little bit higher in the doctor's office because patients are a little more agitated. They're a little anxious.
I'm going to go right past a little anxious into way anxious. For some reason, that's a trigger for me. My blood pressure just goes so high.
And I have, you know, patients who are on blood pressure medicine. They take their blood pressure at home, and they say it's always much lower. So you have to treat people when they have their lowest blood pressures, not necessarily when they have their highest blood pressures, because then they'll be over-medicated and more prone to these other side effects. The outcome from falling, you know, you take a perfectly healthy elderly person, they have a fall and they die of complications from the fall. That's a common occurrence. You know, they wind up in a hospital, they have their surgery, they get pneumonia and they die. That happens over and over again. And what we're just trying to say is if you have that information, you could take steps to reduce your risk of complications or of even of developing the injury.
Now, the risk of dying in the year after a hip fracture is very high.
And it's no fun. Who was I talking to? You know, someone had had the hip pinned about 20 years ago. They just need to have new surgery to redo it. And, of course, you know, they do it. You know, when you need it, it's great to have. We're the best in this country. I'm just saying let's not take advantage. It's not like buying a car. You know, it's, you know, you like to spend the money on different things than on your hip fracture.
That's true.
Or on your medication. You know, this is a shame, too, is the insurances pay for medication, but they don't want to pay for you to stay healthy. You know, maybe wouldn't it make more sense in a way is contribute to your gym membership? Maybe we should have requirements for levels of health so that you reduce your need for all this medical care.
I think there is a program. It's called Silver Sneakers. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether that's part of an insurance program or Medicare program or something like that, but it does offer. The different gyms do offer exercise programs that are appropriate for seniors.
And you don't even have to do that. I know the gyms like that because it's a source of revenue for them. You just get people. It doesn't cost anything to go walk around outside. If it's too hot, go to the mall, walk around the mall and do that. That would be, you know, the minimum of what you can do, but it definitely makes a difference. But we're going to talk about other ways you can make a difference this Saturday. Janet and I are giving this presentation sponsored by Advanced Medical Testing Centers at their location, 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to get up early so you can get there early and get on with your day afterwards. We'll take as long as we need to take, at least an hour to go through everything. What we want to do is show you actual printouts of the different tests that are available and covered for the most part by your insurance.
I think it'll be an eye-opening experience for a lot of people that have just had their CBC and chem panels as part of their annual checkups.
These are the tests that I've been using for many years with the patients we see at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. And I commented one day what a local nurse in the emergency room said to me. He said, "We never see your patients here in the hospital." I said, "Well, they don't need hospitalization." And, you know, that's partly, in large part is because they take good care of themselves. But they're able to do that by having the proper testing done so they can monitor what they're doing. For example, let's say they're taking vitamin D and the levels aren't going up. Take a higher dosage. Take a different brand. You have to get that feedback to know what you're doing. Check all your nutrient levels. Check your mineral levels. They play a big role. Magnesium deficiencies, extremely common, associated with high blood pressure, cardiac arrhythmias. Magnesium has been called nature's calcium channel blocker. It's an important nutrient for the heart. Do doctors prescribe magnesium? No, they prescribe calcium channel blockers at probably 100 times or 1,000 times the price.
And I have to say that it's very important to choose your magnesium carefully. There are some very inexpensive, ineffective forms in the marketplace, and I see that very regularly with my clients. So, Dr. Slavin, you have different magnesium formulas that in the Institute of Advanced Medicine you use with your patients?
Yeah, we have different types depending upon how well it's tolerated. And I have to tell you, sometimes we resort to intravenous magnesium because you have to, sometimes you have to get that magnesium level raised up and you can't accomplish that orally. I've seen patients with cardiac arrhythmias go right back to normal after being given the magnesium.
And I think it's very, very interesting to note that sometimes the magnesium will help to relieve symptoms of anxiety, improve, as you said, heart rhythms, improve sleep, improve inflammatory processes. So the number of different benefits are very wide-ranging, and it is not enough to simply have a serum blood test. Dr. Slavin?
That's just one test that we look at. Homocysteine levels, another important one. Unfortunately, interestingly enough, it's not covered by most insurances. It is covered by Medicare, but we use labs that bundle that test into panels. So even though if it were billed out on an individual basis, it wouldn't be covered. Because it's bundled into a panel, we get it covered. So you can get these tests done without having to pay an extra price. And the important thing, Janet was mentioning to me, she talks to people that go to different places because they think they're getting the lowest price for the test if they have to pay out of pocket. Well, first thing is, if you have insurance, we will, over at AMT Centers, they will take every step to make sure your insurance covers it. And if you have to pay out of pocket, they'll match the lowest price around. If you show, you know, some places charging this for it, they'll match the price. You don't have to worry about paying more by going to AMT centers. But you'll definitely have a much better experience there because the people working there have been doing it for a long time and they really know their business.
So I mentioned before when we were speaking about magnesium that it isn't enough to just do a serum magnesium test. You have a specialized test that is required, your red blood cell magnesium level. I have very rarely seen a magnesium level out of the normal range in serum magnesium, but red blood cell will give you in-depth information about how well the magnesium is functioning in your body.
We use another lab. The test is called Exatest, where they not only measure intracellular magnesium, they measure many of the intracellular minerals because that's very important. And the ratios between the minerals are very important. And you want to make sure that those ratios are kept in the normal range. But you don't get that with the routine tests. CBC chem panels just don't do it.
And Dr. Slavin, we are out of time. Went by so fast today. Lots of information. Hopefully that we educated and brought a broader level of health information to our listeners. And just a reminder, we're here Monday through Friday from 10 to 11, Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.